This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The Australian Human Rights Commission is launching a national inquiry into children in detention because they're worried about the well-being and the numbers of children who are living in this kind of situation. Commission President Gillian Triggs is on the line to explain to us why this is needed. Hi, Gillian.
Hello.
Now, why are you calling for a national inquiry into children in detention?
There are a number of reasons, but perhaps the most pressing of them is that we currently have 1,028 children still held in one form or another of closed detention. And those numbers have plateaued since the election, and the average time that those children are spending in closed detention is actually steadily increasing. So my feeling was that while I was reluctant to hold an inquiry during the election year, as you know, last year, we've now got a more settled political environment, and it seems to me we can have a more sensible inquiry in a way that's not going to be as politicised as it might have been in the past.
So, it seems like it's an issue, though, that is very politicised, isn't it? Like, and people,
it is.
You have very strong feelings about it. What are your main concerns, you know, in your role?
That's an important question, because the Australian Human Rights Commission, our mandate, our legislative mandate, is to hold the government accountable for complying with international law. Mm-hmm. And what that means in practice is whether the best interests of the child are being honoured, the legal requirement that no child is to be detained except as a last resort. So we say as a matter of law, these children should be detained admittedly for a short period for health checks, security and so on. But after whatever is the minimum period to get that relevant information, then those children should be released at least into community detention, if not into the wider community with their families.
Okay. And what do you already know about the impact that living in detention has on children?
Well, of course, this is the second time around for Australia, in a sense. We had large numbers, not as high as now, but we had large numbers 10 years ago, when also we reported on the detention of children. And we know much more about the extent of mental illness, the self-harm, the general impact of the anxiety and distress of their general situation, and the hopelessness that, of course, they either have themselves or from their families, and the impact that that has on their lives as they grow up, ultimately, of course, as Australian citizens and residents.
I guess the thing that springs to mind is that it's not just the impact it has on them now, but the impact that could have well into the future. And that's something that I guess is well established, that trauma in childhood of this nature could have ongoing influence over a person's life?
Well, that's exactly right. And so that while it might be arguable that we didn't know a lot about that 10 years ago, we now know a great deal about it. And we've got medical professionals, researchers, carers, recording and understanding and publishing, in fact, their research about the impact of these traumatic detentions on children in the longer term. So one of the things we hope for with the public inquiry is that those, I hope, flourishing individuals in the Australian community now who were once in detention 10 years ago will come forward and explain what their experiences were like. But obviously also we're primarily interested in learning about what the conditions are for children now. And from our point of view, to understand why the government is actually keeping these children for longer periods than in the past, why some are being selected to go to Nauru, others selected with their families to go into community detention, and others detained in closed detention for, as I say, increasing amounts of time.
Okay, well, thank you so much for explaining a little bit more about the process.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, that's Australian Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs.